Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Tes. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page 60. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hanosnim avonim ulevenim seviv hakedera, one who places stones or bricks around his pot to insulate them, tzorich sheyachadem lakach l'olam. He needs to designate them for long-term use, to be used forever as insulation. Sharei kol zman shelo yichadon einom chashuvim lo umashlichon. Because so long that he's not miyachid them to be used for insulation, they're not chashiv to him and he throws them away. Hilkach osr l'taltalon imlo sheyatzniyem umiyachadon lakach. And therefore, they're muktzah. You're not allowed to move them unless you put them away and you designated them for this purpose. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. It has to be that the Avonim and Levinim have to be Yichadom La'olam. They have to be designated for this forever. Hainu she Yachadem Mi'erev Shabbos L'hatmim Behem Tom. It has to be that you designated them from before Shabbos to insulate in them always. And if you don't designate them for long-term use, it will be usher on Shabbos to move them because of muktzah. And so too, pieces of wood that are omed to be burnt up in a fire. One should be careful not to close up with those pieces of wood the mouth of an oven from before Shabbos. The ilav hochi, because if not so, ya osar lamacher lo tatalim b'shabbos mishum muktzah, because they're the same problem. We osar on Shabbos to move them because of muktzah. Sivkotan yud aleph. We said kolzman that you did not designate them for use for insulation for long term. They're not chashiv to you, and you throw them out. Sivkotan yud aleph. Hainu to la'achar shenishtamish b'hem. Means to say that after you use them, haderach lashlichan lachutz, it's a normal way to throw them out. She'ein aleim shame kli, they do not have on them the name of a kli. Ve'einam chashuvim, they're not choshev. Ve'alkein heim bechlal muktzah, therefore they're included in the category of muktzah. Da'odam maktzah daito me'am, a person removes his mind from them. Ve'ha'avonim o'levenim ha'munachim agabe akira tamid, but those stones or bricks that are resting on the kira always, shari l'tatalinu, they are allowed to be moved. They are not muktzah, the miyuchadim l'tashmish. They have a specific use that they are designated for, and therefore they're not muktzah. So here we have the opposite extreme that we had in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we had things that you're using for atmana that were so chashiv, you wouldn't use them for anything else, the mochin. And therefore we said the muktzah machmas chasaron kis. And here we're talking about stones and bricks that are so not chashiv, and therefore you have to miyachi them, otherwise they're muktzah machmas gufo, like any other bricks or stones, they're muktzah be'etzem, they're muktzah machmas gufo, because you're going to throw them away. So only if you designate them, then they become non-muktzah. But Bir Alocha writes over here, and the Ramasko Tsaruch Shiyachadim Lakach Lolam, Ayim Babach Shakosa Dafilu Hitman Kamal Pa'amim Lo Mahani Bazet. We learned in Sif Aleph that even if you just insulate it with the mochin a few times, that's like the designation. But the Bach writes over here, even if you did hatmona in them various times, it will not help. Kol zman shelo yichadam l'olam. When it comes to the avonim or the levenim, it has to be that you miyachadam l'olam. It can't just be that you use them a few times. Vizega ruah mimochin, because in that way, the avonim and the levenim are worse and they're lower grade than the mochin. Ayin sham tam will look over there for his reason. If you look at note 14, sham kasa there he writes, Sheshonos avonim ulevenim imochim. Get the difference between the avonim and the levenim versus the mochim. Shegamim hitmim behem kama pa'amim. That even if you use them for atmana a few times, tamid mashlichan achar ha'atmana. It's normal and regular that after atmana you're going to throw them away. V'rakim yichadam mibodyom harei hechshivan lekach. And only if you designated them mitchila before Shabbos for this purpose, then you're being machshivit umuteres betoto, and then it becomes non muktza. Continues the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Gimel. Hatomin bekupa malaya gize tzemer sha'asul otaltel. One who insulated in a box that was filled with shearings of wool that are muktza. And we discussed last time shearings of wool sometimes are muktza, sometimes are not muktza. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here that they were set aside for schora, and that's why they're mukta. So when insulated in a box of gizei tzemer, which were set aside for business, and therefore they're mukta, v'hotzi ha-kedera, and you remove the kedera from the box of the shearings of wool. So the din is kol zman shelo niskalku lahaguma, so long that the hole that it was in has remained in place, yachol achzira, you're allowed to return it to that hole that exists. Ve'im niskalku lo yachzirena. However, if the hole got filled in as you pulled out the pot, the gizei tzemer filled up the hole, then you are not allowed to return the pot to the gizei tzemer. Ve'afilu lechatchila yachol lotzia al das lachzira im lo tiskalkel. And even lechatchila, you are allowed to remove the pot, having in mind that you're going to return it if the hole does not get ruined. Ve'lo chayshina shem yachzirena af im tiskalkel. And we're not worried that maybe you'll return it even though the hole is going to get ruined, because the gizei tzemer is going to collapse into the hole. So that is the first point of the mechaber. Then he brings the yeshomim. The Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Sha'afilu toman bedover shemutu lotaltel, even if you did atmana on something that is not mukta, im niskalkula haguma lo yachzir, if the hole gets ruined when you pull the pot out, you cannot return the pot. Mipnesha tetzdorech hakedera lasos la'atzma mokom kshemachzira, because then the pot needs to make its own hole when you're going to return it, v'nimtza kamisha tomein b'shabbos, and it looks like you are doing hatmana on Shabbos. Now, if you look at note number 80, points out, Ubebir das hayesh omrim hamuvas b'shulchan aruch, to explain this yesh omrim that says, even if the item that you insulated in is not mukza, once you take it out and it collapses into the hole, that you can't return it, because then as you're getting it in, it looks like you're doing hatmana initially on Shabbos. So in explaining the yesh omrim, she niskalkul haguma asr lahasir as hakedera mishum isra hatmana, we learned earlier that you are allowed to take something that was insulated in place number one and move it to a place to be insulated in place number two. So why would this be a problem if you took it out from the insulation which was not mukta and now you want to return it? It's no different than returning it to a different place where you are allowed to insulate it. So why can't you return it to its initial insulation even though it collapsed? Kain here behagos Rikiv Eger Khan. This is the Ha'ara of Rikiv Eger, that why should this be a problem? Rav Nissim Krelitz explains, Shaladeya Zut Sarach Shetia Hatmana Hakodemus Kshura Latmana Hadosha. So Rav Nissim Krelitz attempts to answer Rikiv Eger's Kasha by saying that according to this Shita, you need the original Hatmana to be connected to the new Hatmana you're doing now. Vilachin Mutter Lahaviras Hagedero Lahatmana Acheres Rak Im Mokom Hatmana Harishona Dain Kayim. Therefore, you can only return it to a new place if the original place is still Kayim. But over here, where you're returning it to the same place, but that same place lost its Mokom for Hatmana because the whole collapsed as you took out the pot, this Shita, this Yesh Omrim, is Machmir and says that the Hatmana again in that place, even though the item that you did Hatmana in is not Muksa, is not going to be allowed because there's a break in the connection between Hatmana number one and Hatmana number two. Says the Mishaburus of Kotin Yudbeis. So going back now to the first point of the Mechaber, the first Shita was one who was doing Hatmana in a box filled with Gizei Tzemer, which are also Lotatl, says in Mishabura, Hainu Osam Shehuktsu L'schora, which Gizei Tzemer are also to be moved. These are the ones that were designated for business, like we learned earlier in Sif Aleph. So we said, if you took the pot out, so long that the hole remains, Yochol Asiru Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Chazorah Mutter B'Shabbos B'Dover She'enem Osef Hevel, returning something to the place where it was insulated before is Mutter on Shabbos, as long as the item is something that's not Mosef Hevel, Uketel El B'Reishton Zayin Sif Dalav, we learned in Reishton Zayin. Sif Katan Yud Galos on the next point. The Mechaber said, V'im Niskalkula Lo Yachzirena, but if the hole got ruined, you cannot return the pot to that spot. Says the Mishabura Yudalot Shenoflu Hagizin Shemikan Umikan Lumukom Moshe Vagdera. It means that it got ruined that when you took out the pot, so the shearing zavul on both sides collapsed into the hole. Lekach lo yachzirena. Therefore, you cannot return the pot over there. Lefish and mazes as hagizin shu muktzah, because you're going to be moving these shearings of wool, which are in fact muktzah. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Ozud, he writes, "I am among an Avraham Ashakasa b'shem atosos, v'ayim b'rosh sheyishe b'ofen acher." So there is a question over here that the Magen Avraham answers based on Tosos, and the Rosh gives another answer. And let's look at those answers in note number 9 and note number 10. Note number 9 is bringing down the Magen Avraham. Shon Bir B'Shem HaTosos, Magen Avraham explains B'Shem HaTosos, Sha'af Al-Pi Shalachora Tiltu Menatzar Huzeh. What's the problem with the shearings of wool collapse into the hole and they are Muktzah, but you're just putting the pot in, so the pot is moving aside the shearings of wool. That's considered Tiltu Menatzar, which shouldn't be a problem. V'Tzarech Lios Mutter, that should be permissible. Mikomokom kevan shekedei lahatmin sarach letaltelas agderu letzadzeu letzad acher kedei lufanos lomokom. But since you have to maneuver the pot around back and forth to get it in, nechshav adover ketiltul biyadayim. That's not already considered tiltul minatzad. That's already considered tiltul biyadayim. It's not just a simple moving. You have to wiggle it in and move things side by side, and therefore, explains the Magen Avraham B'Shem tells us, that would be a problem of tiltul biyadayim. Note number 10, he brings down what the Rosh says, sheyesh locho shema yimoin l'taltul aydea kedera mikhsha shetishbach tuchota. We're concerned that even though maybe really it should be okay as tiltum and atzad to move aside the gizei tzemer that are muktza by moving the pot, but we're concerned that maybe you won't want to do it through the pot because you're worried that if you maneuver the pot too much, it's going to spill out the contents of the pot. V'yavu l'taltel as gizei atzemer biyodav, and they were worried, says the Rosh, that you might come to move the mukta gizei tzemer with your hands, and therefore we have two reasons to ask for it. Again, number one is you're wiggling it and moving it back and forth so much it's considered a tiltul biyadayim. And number two, even if it's not considered a tiltul biyadayim, it's tiltul minatzad, we're worried you might not actually do that because you're worried the pot might spill out. You might end up doing it with your hands, and that is mukta. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalud, Toman bedover she'enu nitol. If you did atmona in something that is mukta, Vikisa pia bedover anitol, and you cover the top of the pot with something that is not mukta, megalo hakisui, you can reveal the cover by removing the non-mukta items, v'oches bekedero umotzia, and through that you can grab onto the pot and you can take it out. Says the Mishabura Sif Kotan Tezva, bedover she'enu nitol. You did atmona over here in something that is mukta. She'nosan dvar mukta saviva kedero, he put something that was mukta around the pot. V'im toman bedover hanitol. And if you did the opposite, that you insulated in something that is not mukta, that you're allowed to move. V'kisa pia bedover she'enu nitol, and you covered the top of the kli, top of the kedero, with something that can't be moved, which is mukta. So you do the opposite. Mifana svivo seha, you clear out the sides where it's not muksa. Va'uches ba'kadera umotzia, and you grab onto the pot on the sides and you lift it out. The lo nasis basis lem, we're not worried. The pot is not considered a basis to the muksa items. K'moshekosav sofs of alef, like we saw last time at the end of sif alef. V'achakach menares akadera, and then after you clear out the muksa on the non muksa on the sides, you can knock off the mukta items that are on top of the kedera, v'hadover she'enonito nofam eilav, and the things that are mukta fall off on their own. Says the Mechaber Vaitasev, hey, toman v'kisa bedover she'enonito. If you do that atmana, and you also cover the top with something that is mukta, in niktas ha'kedera magula, if some of the pot is revealed, notel umachsa, you can take it and remove it and return it, v'im lav einonoto, if not, you cannot take it. So Sivdala is discussing where the hatmona is done in something that's mukta, but the top of the pot is insulated with something that is not mukta. Sivhei is discussing where it's all mukta, so then the only eitza you have is if some of the kedera is magula and you could grab it from there. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sivav, Yom Tov Shechalios Be'er Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on Friday, Yesh mi she'oser lahatmen ba'avonim mishum da'havei kemo binyan. There are those who say you can't do hatmona with stones on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov for Shabbos, because that is considered like binyan, v'yesh matirin, and some say that it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dezayim, you can't do hatmona ba'avonim. Hainu afilu im yichadon lakach mikvar. It's talking about a case of avonim, obviously, that are not mukta. So you designated the avonim, like we discussed in Siv Beis, for long-term use for insulation, so there's no problem mukta. Delays behem mishum mukta. It's still usur according to some because it's going to be like binyan. Sivkot in Yudayin, hainu the sidur ha'avonim, the setting up of the stones, the havei kemodof, and making it like a wall, havei bechlal binyan arai, that would be considered like making a binyan arai, va'usur midrabanan biyomtov, and that would be usur midrabanan on yontif. But the Mechaber ended off and said, v'yesh matir, and some are matir this. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudches, Sviru l'hu, they hold the Mishum Kavod Shabbos l'gozru. They didn't make this gzeira on this binyan arai because of Kavod Shabbos, then you want to have the insulation, and therefore they hold this mutter. V'im efshar l'hatman binyan acher, but if there's a way to do atman in another way without coming on to this binyan, asr l'kuyam will be asr according to everyone. V'ayin l'yirabah shikosav shaminok ha'yesh matirim, look at l'yirabah who writes, the minog is like the yesh matirim, that we're not worried about binyan, V'chein kosav ha'graz, and so too writes the graz. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Tanur shemanichim bo hachamin, an oven that you place in it the hot food, v'sos min pia bedaf, and you close up the mouth of the oven with a board, v'sharkin also betit, and then you are machlikin, you smooth out some tar over there, you seal it with some clay or tar. Mutar listor osa stima kedei lahotzi achamin. You are allowed to take apart that closing up, that smearing that you did of the tit in order to get out the food. Vilachzor ulasasmo, and then you can go back and seal it up again. V'imyeshbo gecholim lochashos. However, if there are coals that are glowing, mutar al yidei ein Yehudi, the Jew can't do it on his own. He's only allowed to do it through a guy. The Rambam says v'yesh machmirim shelo lister estimas hatanur atua betit al yidei Yisraelim efshalas al yidei ein Yehudi. There are those who are machmir, and that which the Mechaber said that you were allowed to do, they hold that you're not allowed to take apart the oven and open up the oven that was smeared with the tit by Yisrael, if you're able to do it through a goy. V'chinim efshel asosu al yidei Yisrael katan, lo yaseh Yisrael gadol, and if you could get a katan to do it, who's Yisrael, the Yisrael gadol should not do it. However, if there's no way, so yaseh gadol al yidei shinu iktas v'hachi nohog, then the gadol can do it with a little bit of a shinui, and that is the minog. So to summarize what we're discussing over here so far in Siv Zayin, the rest we'll leave for the next Shir Mitzvah Shem. But in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber tells us an oven that you place the hot food in and you close it up with a board and then you smeared it shut with tit. You're allowed to open it up and take off the tit on Shabbos to take out the food, and then you're allowed to close it up again. However, that's all talking about if there are no coals in there, but if there are burning hot coals, then you're only allowed to do it through a goy. The Ramah comes and is machmir and says, even in the first case, where it's smeared with tit and you want to open it, there are those who are machmir that if it's possible to do through a goy, or to do through a Yisrael who's a katam, then the Yisrael gadol shouldn't do it. If there's no way, so the Yisrael gadol could do it, but he should do it with some kind of shinui, and that is the minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yutes, Mutar Listor, you are allowed to take apart that smearing and sealing of tit. She'ein zeb bechlal stiras binyan afilu midirabonan. This is not included in the category of destroying a building, even midirabonan. Kevan shalonase lekium klal, because that's not made to be lasting. It's made to be open and closed. Sivkatan chaf, then you're allowed to go velasru lasasma, you can close it up. Hu inyan defneatsmo, this is a separate nekud that says the Mishabura, the Mechaber is telling us. The Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush of the Mechaber is the lo tsarach lamechash, you don't have to be concerned. Shema yesh befnim gecholim lochashos, that maybe inside the oven there are coals that are glowing, ukashe yestemenu yigrom sheyichbu. And by you closing the oven, you're gonna cause that this coals are gonna get extinguished, you don't have to worry about it. So you're allowed to open it, it's not a problem of stiras binyan. And you're allowed to close it. You don't have to be choshesh that maybe there are coals in there that are going to get extinguished when you close the oven. Sivkaton chaf aleph, but we said if there are coals there, it's only mutar al dei enu Yehudi. Aval al dei Yisrael aser listom, but through Yisrael, it is aser to close it up. The mechabe hagacholim, because by closing up the oven with glowing coals inside, he is in essence extinguishing the coals. The afal pisha in meskaven kach, even though obviously that's not his intention, aser mishum psikresha, it's still aser because of psikresha, because by closing an oven door, when there are glowing coals there, you are for sure causing the coals to be extinguished, and therefore it's aser midim psikresha. Aval ba'amira le'eno Yehudi lo kapdinu kuli hai, but when it comes to telling a goy to do it, even though it's a psikresha, we're not so worried, k'mo shekosav so simreshon gimel, like we described earlier, that since Amir al-Akum is only a Durabanam without a Maisa, so therefore we're more lenient when it comes to a Psik Resha to have a guy do it. V'in eino sosmo lagami, but if you don't close it the whole way, then afil al-Yidei Yisrael shari, then even having Yisrael closing the oven is going to be mutter. The eino mechabit doesn't extinguish it because you leave it open a little bit. The Kosovo Magen Avram, the Dafka Kishamanicho Harbe Pasuach. Bazakta Magen Avram, this is specifically okay for Yisrael to close it if he leaves it open, if he leaves it open a lot. Aval im manicho rak ma'at pasuach, but if he only leaves it open a little bit, yesh lesor mishum mavir. Then we're gonna ask for it because of mavir, of lighting a fire. Why is that? The teva haruach lios mefiach der neck of kodon v'dami l'mapuach. Because when you leave a very small hole, the nature of the wind is that the wind will blow in through that small hole, and it's like a bellows. So you're leaving it open in order not to extinguish, but if you leave it open only a little bit, so that causes the wind to go in and it causes it to ignite, and you're getting another problem on your hands. Umaver yosir atanur me'ilu haya pasuach lagamri, and the oven is going to ignite more with a small hole than if you left it open totally. So if you want to leave it open a lot, so then it will be okay. But according to this shita, of the Magen Avraham, leaving it open a little bit would not help you, because it might help you in not extinguishing it, but then you have a problem of Havara, the opposite effect, that the wind gets in and lights the coals more. Kosav Ha'el Yerabba, to the Mekol Matchak, in a pressing situation, Mutar HaYisrael Listo Matanur, the Israel can close up the oven, Afilu B'yesh G'cholam Lo Chashos, even if there are glowing coals inside, because you can rely on the Shita of the Chumas Hadeshin, who is lenient, who is severely, and he holds the Lohave Psikresha Shiyifla Gacholam Idea Sima. Chumas Hadeshin holds Lakula that it's not a Psikresha that the Gacholam are going to go up by closing it, and therefore, in a pressing situation, one would be allowed to rely on that and close up the oven. Vim Eish Boer Besocho, but if it's not glowing coals, but rather it's an actual fire that's burning, Afu Chumas Hadeshin Usher, then even according to the lenient Shita of the Chumas Hadeshin, who says you can close it when there are glowing coals, even he would say it's Usher to close the oven door if there's a fire inside, the Hastima Gorim La'eish Shiyichbe Maher. Because the closing of the oven door causes the fire to extinguish quickly. Vidai, you should know the kol zeh le'inyan stima satanur. All this is discussing closing up the oven. Aval le'inyan psichas piatanur. But when it comes to opening the mouth of the oven, lukuli alma asra alidei Yisrael. According to everyone, it's asra for Yisrael to do that. Im yadua sheyesh kechalam lochashos. If he knows there are glowing coals inside the oven, afilu im eino saruk betit. Even if the oven was not sealed with tit, it's still asra for the Yisrael to open it up. The haruach maviras hagechalam, because for sure, according to everyone, when you open up the oven, so the wind that gets in is going to ignite the coals, and that is usher. That is all the explanation of the Mechaber. And then the Ramah said there are those who are machmir that you shouldn't break open the seal of tit on the oven by Yisrael, if it's possible to do it through a goy. Says the Mishaburah, Sivkatan Chavdeis, Taimam, the reason is, do lie kevan shatu apetit, because maybe since it is shmir with it, yesh bazek tas mishum stiras binyan, maybe a taka is a little bit of a problem of stiras binyan, therefore one should not do it. Ulakach yesh lahach meyechad efshir, therefore if it's possible to get a goy, or a Yisrael katan to do it, that's certainly better. But again, like the Rama ended off, if it's not possible to get a smaller Yisrael, a katan, or to get a guy to do it, then the Godel could do it with a little bit of a shinui. And he ends off, Hachinog, will finish in Mitz Hashem, the rest of Siman Reish Tes in Mitz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.